The first documented watermelon harvested was in Egypt around 5,000 years ago. It was even scribed in the hieroglyphics, and watermelon seeds were found in the tomb of Pharaoh. Do you think any of those seeds have found their way into the Russo family farm?
I'm sure, yeah. Varieties, yeah, have changed, obviously, a lot. We probably get higher yields than they did back then, but...
At least here in Arizona, right?
Yes.
So we have to ask you, Cami, and thank you for being on the show. Cami Weddle, Director of Food Safety for Russo Farming Company. We really appreciate all that you do for farming and keeping us, making sure the plate of food that's set before us is healthy and nutritious and safe. What's your favorite way to eat watermelon?
You know, I really just like it sliced and just... eaten like that inside, you know, on the side of anything, a sandwich or whatever I'm eating. It's probably, but I also do like blending it and putting, you know, strawberries in it and, you know, some mint, and then maybe a little, if it's a Friday night or Saturday, maybe a little spirit in there.
Oh, but, yeah.
So your choice. But those are probably my favorite ways. But yeah, I'm excited
so
that you
college,
guys had
you
me.
Were the one that cut the watermelon in half, sliced it up, and poured a little, and just let it ferment there for a couple hours.
And yeah, put the bottle in, and then leave fork. It in the refrigerator overnight. Yeah, we experimented some with that.
You notice how she knew so well how to describe how she did it.
I love it. Busted.
Well, again, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yes.
And you guys, there's still time to get your watermelons. Visit our market. We're open till, I believe, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. And we have, like I said, the watermelon, sweet corn, and chilies. And you can find us on Facebook under Russo Farming and follow us. And
we're, though, if they don't go to Facebook, where exactly are you located? The market.
We
part
are
of the farm.
On Olive and Saraville off the Loop 303.
Okay.
So we're pretty far out west.
But at least if
it's
you're,
a fun drive. That,
yeah.
It doesn't feel that far anymore.
And yeah, with the freeways, it doesn't feel that far. So it goes pretty fast.
Every time I go up that 303 stretch, it seems like there's a new mega warehouse going
right.
up somewhere. It's like, what happened to all of our farms
out here? I know. There's still some peppered in there.
Russo's still there.
Yep, we are so far. So
and
good.
The Russo family has been in Arizona farming for a long, long time, and they are a great family and do a lot of great things and have an amazing capacity to produce a lot of year-round vegetables for us,
mm-hmm.
fruits and vegetables.
Yep. So local thanks. Arizona, support us.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yes. So there was something else I wanted to share with our listeners. Arizona Farm Bureau is a nonprofit, member-driven general agriculture organization. And in fact, we're celebrating our 100 years this year. So Russo family have always been members, I believe. And it's families like those that said, hey, we need some kind of organization that represents us. So that's why we've been here for 100 years. And one of the fun things, if you're a member, whether you're a non-ag member, which is only $59, we charge the Aggies, the farmers and ranchers, I like to say, we charge ourselves a higher price on that. I'm still an ag member, even though our family's not in farming. I pay $142 a year. If I said month, I meant a year. I always have a tendency to say that. But we have a new benefit that's launching on the 7th of July, which is this coming week, where if you're a member, you have access to our U of A Global Campus member benefit, which gets you 25% off. It's 20% discount on your tuition through the U of A Global Campus, and also free books. And you know what?
20% discount
for
$60
that's incredible.
A year.
I wish I would have had that.
$5
yes.
a month.
That's great.
Well, because, you know, our institutions of higher learning sometimes have a hefty price tag. But if you're wanting to finish your undergraduate, maybe you didn't finish it, or you never went back for your master's and you keep kicking yourself for that one, they have a whole cadre of programs, classes. And I didn't get my master's. I have my undergraduate in journalism from ASU.
Oh, no.
Go Devils.
I did not know that about Julie.
But
I don't know.
If I sign up for the U of A Global Campus through my membership in Arizona Farm Bureau, I may be able to really, truly cheer on both the Devils and the Wildcats.
Yeah.
Would you say $20,000 is pretty conservative estimate for a degree out of U of
A? Oh, yeah.
So to save 20% of that, $2,000.
There you go.
That's a 33-year return on your investment just for a $60.
And you can be a Wildcat, which is,
a Devil and a Wildcat.
Here we go.
Hey, for the record, for my U of A buddies, I do cheer when they're not playing the Sun Devils. So.
Oh, I never cheer for the Sun Devils. So sorry.
Okay, you guys should see.
Fillyourplate.org.
Fillyourplate.org is our website that features searchable databases if you want to search for farmers market in the valley or statewide, also our recipes and all sorts of fun stuff, and a blog. We also have a blog. We post 3 times a week on that.
And then to sign up for the membership, azfb.org.
Correct.